Now, the boys back there, they obviously hate the Jets, and that's okay. I appreciate that. I respect that. Sean and Lugie are very open about their trolling of the New York Jets. I think that's a lot better than when you're a secret troll.
Yep.
And you're like, no, I love the Jets. What are you talking about? They both are very excited to take my blood because I have said things over the last few weeks or months that maybe they want me to get my comeuppance on. So, Tommy Lugauer, I start with you. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Evan. I appreciate the opportunity here. And I'm glad you brought up Aaron Rodgers and his relationship with the head coach. So, let's go back in time a little bit, shall we? To a few weeks ago, when the Jets won the Super Bowl on Thursday Night Football, when they beat the horrible New England Patriots, and all anybody besides Evan wanted to talk about was the viral video of Aaron Rodgers when Robert Saleh went in for the bro hug, and Aaron Rodgers pushed him away. And I said to you, Evan, that's a big deal. We should talk about it. Mm-hmm. And you led the show, of course, with, oh, yay, we won, we won, we won. So I'm going to take you back in time here. Here's the audio. Listen closely as Evan is a total douche to me in the beginning.
What
Evan, that's
douchey
it.
Comment do you want to make after the Jets beat the Patriots tookuses? Tell me. We all want to know. We all want to hear what negative you want to bring up. Because you can't take the fact that the Jets had a good night,
yep,
and not one person here on this show has uttered the phrase Super Bowl. But go ahead.
You don't learn.
We're all ears.
You don't learn from your mistakes, because last year, after Aaron Rodgers went down in week one, you allowed a win to cloud your judgment. The quarterback pushed the head coach and basically told him to go scratch. You are ignoring that because they won. Had they lost,
right,
you would have been talking,
okay,
about it the whole show.
You know
so
what?
Once again, you're
right,
ignoring the big picture.
You're right. I'm biased. Tiki Barber, as a performer or former professional NFL player, do you agree with that sentiment?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, and Tiki catches a stray here, too.
Tiki said it doesn't matter. Why is Tiki getting strays? I don't think it mattered. And, you know, I just said before that when something happens, you go back on everything and you try to reevaluate. It's like when a girlfriend dumps you, right?
Right.
You start thinking about
wrong.
And you go back on like every date you had, and you start reevaluating. Oh, when she said that, that probably meant something. I have so many
I
lies.
I should have listened.
Right. So I think it is absolute fair game to now go back on those things. I still don't know. I don't know if I'll concede that to you. Oh. I don't know if the push really means anything. No, maybe it does. Maybe it's a sign that Aaron Rodgers couldn't stand him. But, Tiki, you tell me.
I think it was, I don't know. It's just a weird, awkward moment. Because you've also seen videos of them hugging before. And so, it's just an odd moment. Don't get too excited. Calm down.
So, you don't think, as Lugie is pushing, that that was an early sign that we should have paid more attention to?
I don't think so.
Okay. Tiki rejects your attempt at getting blood on me.
My audio is going to reference the same night,
that
Thursday night game, the same moment, but I come with Aaron Rodgers' audio on it as well in our discussion.
Okay.
So let's just play that whole thing in context.
Okay, go ahead. Is this story corroborated by Aaron Rodgers? Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is what Aaron Rodgers said.
That awkward exchange with you and Robert. You appeared to push him away.
Well, awkward? No, it was not really awkward at all.
So I'm a very skeptical person. I think a lot of us are. You know, a lot of people lie to us these days. I was certainly convinced listening to this late last night.
Mm.
Okay, story corroborates. That's it. That's what happened.
Huh?
Now, clearly you have some fan fiction to write, Sean, so go ahead. Let's hear what happened.
No, I don't think it's fan fiction. I do believe that, but I could also tell that I don't think it was as simple as two dudes trying to pump each other up. And Aaron Rodgers had a tell, and all men have a tell. Whenever you're asked if you did something wrong by your wife, you always do the, no, it's not awkward at all. And we got that right there, Aaron Rodgers. I've heard that. You're still a dude before all that.
I didn't have four drinks.
Right?
What are you talking about?
No, when you get that, no, it's not awkward at all.
So,
I got, you know what? That one I give you. Because, and not me, I give you the Rodgers thing. I think going back and listening to Aaron Rodgers go high pitch is like, oh, wait. Yeah, he just doesn't want to admit it. And even last week, he was asked about his relationship with Saleh, and he's like, oh, our relationship is amazing. Like, it's fantastic.
The moment you change that. So 3 weeks later, he's gone. I also just have an updated list. I want to update this every time there's a big Jet moment this year.
Yeah, go ahead.
The list is big deal, no big deal when it comes to the Jets. Reddick trade with no contract. Evan changed in week four to it was a big deal.
That's true.
So you stand there.
Okay.
Same old Jets.
Yep.
Rodgers' unexcused absence from minicamp goes to Egypt, and Saleh tells the world it was unexcused. Still not a big deal?
I have the chance to evaluate.
All right, you got
to
readjust that one.
I'm going to readjust that one. I think that looking back on it now, I don't mind handing out victories.
That's why I just want to.
I want to be fair about it. I think that looking back on it, Aaron Rodgers may have been pissed off about
Samuel Jets.
Right. Saleh answered
because,
it.
Right. Because he didn't have to non-throw him under the bus, throw him under the bus.
Yep. Yes.
Because he threw him under the bus.
Okay.
He had to say was, yeah, Aaron's in Egypt. Like we talked about this.
Right.
I mean, it's not ideal, but you know, he's entitled to not be here.
Yeah, I flipped on that. That's a big deal now.
Right.
I think when you look back on it and you watch how this deteriorated,
yeah.
I think that's a bigger deal than the push.
He misplayed that media-wise.
Yeah, I think Salah made a big mistake.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have said that.
Small little caveat to that thing. One of the biggest problems on offense for the Jets this year is Aaron Rodgers not being on the same page with his receivers. Perhaps he should have been here, actually, you know, practicing with them instead of riding around on camels in Egypt.
I tell you why that's not a big deal. Tiki, Aaron was at every single one of those OTAs.
Those moments that we're seeing where he's miscommunicating with his wide receivers, and again, some of this is not even miscommunication. On the last interception, the ball should have been over the middle of the field.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
They're clouding both sides. Both outside receivers are getting double covered, basically, to keep it in layman's terms. And Alan Lazard is running one-on-one the middle of the field. Throw it to the one-on-one guy when everybody else is double covered. Now, maybe because he dropped three or four passes in that game.
Maybe.
It clouded his decision to throw it over the middle of the field. But this is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, I think that...
That's an Aaron Rodgers decision.
The whole missing a practice or two, I think the issue is the way Robert said it. Because Aaron was at all of the other OTAs, and he was also at training camp the entire time.
He made him look bad unnecessarily.
Yeah, right. I think...
And he was at the last 2 weeks of the regular season having guys cut for him to be on the roster.
Yeah, and he practiced with those... I know you're being sarcastic, but he was practicing with them. So I can't look at the 2 days that he missed being in Egypt as, see? I mean, that's... I just can't buy that
again,
one. I'm flipping on the whole.
I'm going to change
the way Salah handled it. It is now a big deal. What a week are we in? Week five.
Evan changes to big deal week five. By the way, this is
the day Salah was fired.
This is a list of things that have happened from the offseason on for a totally healthy franchise with Super Bowl aspirations. Here's the next one. Salah versus Rodgers, as we just discussed, Patriots game push and their post-game discussions on. It's still not a big deal to you?
I already said no.
Okay.
Same old Jets.
I already answered that.
The Garrett Wilson complaints that he clarified to Bart Scott.
He got 22 targets on Sunday. So, no, not a big deal.
You're allowed.
Completely misconstrued by the media and you.
Same old Jets.
Aaron Rodgers' offseason focus on running for vice president?
Nah, come on. That's not a big deal.
Okay. By the way, that's a totally...
Wouldn't have mattered. RFK dropped out anyway.
And RFK didn't choose him.
Right.
I'm just... Again, that's total... I'm not telling you right or wrong
answers.
Do
you know who he chose, Sean?
Margaret Bath.
She has the last name of a famous coaching family.
Hmm.
Oh.
Nicole Shanahan. Anyhow, go ahead.
I was going to go was that Diana Lombardi.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Nicole.
Oh, I got that wrong.
And last but not least, a new addition here.
Yes.
Woody says he spoke to Aaron Rodgers the night before firing Robert Saleh, but didn't talk about Saleh.
No,
that's the hugest deal.
That's a huge deal.
Huge deal. Not
and
big,
it
big deal.
Feels as if it's... I hate to use a word, a lie. It feels as if Woody is not telling us the whole truth.
Same old Jets.
Well, it's especially interesting, is the word I'll use, considering that he made the decision, meaning Woody made the decision.
Without Joe Douglas.
Exactly. It's not as if Joe Douglas made this decision. Oh, I have a conversation with Aaron all the time. And then I decided to fire my head coach. Yeah, I was talking to Aaron, and then I had a conversation with Joe Douglas, and Joe and I came to the conclusion that we need to fire Robert Saleh.
Yeah,
that's not how it seemingly went down.
And I'll give you a little spoiler alert. Joe Douglas is never hiring another head coach for the New York Jets. Why, you ask? Very simple. If the Jets have success, if this day turns into a great day in Jet history, we look back at October 8th and say, wow, what a great move. They got rid of Saleh, Jeff Ulbrich took over, and the Jets fulfilled the expectations that we had for them. Well, then Jeff Ulbrich's going to be the head coach next year.
Right.